Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Janice Malone, host of Film Festival Radio Show. And we have a new interview that we would like to share with you about an exciting new reality television show that will be premiering on Tuesday, April 9th, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on the Discovery Channel. And the title of this show is called Mud Madness. Yes, and this show is from the producers of the hit show Deadliest Catch, one of my favorite non-scripted shows there. So this Mud Madness, as I said, is a new series, and it follows the really popular big sport of big tire UTV mud racing. Yes, that's what I said, mud racing. I mean, these big they're really UTVs. And they are huge. It's like monster trucks meet ATVs or something close to that. It's a growing sport. I mean, it's a huge one. For it to have its own reality show now is big. So anyway, this whole mud racing circuit attracts a lot of racers. I mean, this show is about the racing world of this and a lot of the people who compete in this particular genre of sport. So they have mud courses, they have over-the-top custom vehicles, and they have rivalries. They've got really colorful, unique characters in the show. I understand that one of the cast members is a chiropractor, or maybe former chiropractor. But anyway, that is what the show is. Muddy, it's dirty, but it's a lot of fun for people who are really into it. So one of the people who is a cast member is Bryce Sparks. Does he not have the perfect name for a show like this? And that's his real name, by the way. So I had the opportunity to chat with him earlier today, and he has just kind of given us some backstory about this new show, Mud Madness. So if that's what you're into, or maybe you're thinking about getting into it, you might want to turn on Tuesday, again, April 9th, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on the Discovery Channel. And it's called Mud Madness, Mud Madness. So we're going to talk and roll it with my guest, Bryce Sparks, to give us some more insight about this, no pun intended, dirty world of Mud Madness. So let's bring Bryce on right now. Last minute. Okay.
No problem.
All right. We have on board here, Bryce, you have the perfect name for the business that you are in, Bryce Sparks, and you are a UTV champion mud racer for this new show, Mud Madness, that premieres on Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on the Discovery Channel. Okay, Bryce, what exactly is a mud racer, mudder person?
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for the compliment on the name as well. I really appreciate that. So mud racing, I mean, it's basically what it sounds like. We go to these different events, you know, all over the United States, and I drive as far as 29 hours, you know, just a couple months ago out to California, one way and back, racing these different events all over the place. So We go to all these different events, these different races, and, you know, compete either different styles, different courses of racing, but, you know, compete on who can drive the fastest through the mud or the furthest through the mud, or who just goes and puts on the best show. All different types of, you know, courses and races that we take part in.
Okay, and so this new show, again, is called Mud Madness, and it's from the producers that brought us this really cool show, Deadliest Catch, again, on the Discovery Channel. So, all right. So now what are we going to see on Mud Madness? We're going to see you and who else? Who are some of the other people?
Yeah. So there's several different characters in this show, to say the least. I mean, lots of my cast, they're just a good time, man. A lot of folks that like to get dirty and party and have a good time. You're going to lots of competitions and stuff like that. That's all pretty serious, but you're definitely going to see some good parties that happen in the middle of nowhere. I mean, a lot of these buggies, these rigs, they got a lot of lights and speakers and all that stuff. And so after the races, there's big parties and just a little bit of everything for everybody.
Now, are there women who are also into mud racing?
Oh, absolutely. There's actually a couple of some of the best on the cast, and that's, I haven't even got to see all the stuff that they got shot for those guys. So I'm excited to see everything that they got for them. But yeah, absolutely. This is a very diversified group of people that do these races.
And when you say the term dirty racing, dirty sports, no, this is real dirt. I can imagine.
Yeah. This is some of the nattiest, you know, muddiest type of racing that happens. Some of the stuff it takes me, you know, 8 to 10, sometimes 12 hours just to clean the side by side of each one after these races.
Oh,
yeah. It's pretty dirty to say the least.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. I also understand that the actual vehicles that you, like guys and gals are racing in are very extreme. I mean, how much, you know, on the from the low end to the high end, do people spend on these vehicles that you're racing and mudding in?
Well, yeah, we have all aspects of it. Some of the, you know, the smaller tire classes, we'll call them, they use a tire that's the same size as, like, if you go buy a brand new, you know, heavy duty diesel pickup truck. It's about a 30 to 33 inch tire on something like that. And you can get into a vehicle like that, smaller tire, for, you know, around the $10,000 range, and go out and have some fun. Will you be the most competitive? Probably not. Maybe if you've been doing it a while and you really know your stuff, you can compete. But some of the people like that you're going to see on the show are more on the higher class, the faster higher performance machines, and some of those things, man, they're, you know, they're pushing six figures, and they're fast, they're big. A lot of those machines are running, you know, double the tire size, so something more equivalent to a monster truck or a big track.
I prefer to speak of monster trucks. Do you find that fans who love the monster trucks sports, are they also big fans of the UTV, the mudders, you guys?
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%, and the people who don't even have a clue about monsters or side-by-sides or any of that stuff, I think they're going to love this show just for the cast alone. The people are so entertaining. The parties are good. The side bets, the jokes. There's just a lot for everybody. A lot for everybody in this show.
Well, I'm a big sports fan, and I notice that almost every sport has some kind of rivalry going on. And I understand that your sport, you guys have some deep-rooted rivalries. Give us an example of what some rivalries we might see on the show.
Sure. There's I mean, you know, when you're talking this type of money to win, the amount of money invested in these side-by-sides and these ATVs that we're racing, of course there's going to be, you know, a couple of hurt feelings here and there at the end of the day. But, yeah, there's a couple of people that I race against. One in particular, I'm not the biggest fan of. So we won't spend much time on him, but you'll have to tune in to see, you know, who beat who.
Ah, okay. I smell some Alabama-Georgia rivalry here.
Yeah, to say the least.
Oh, man, it sounds like a lot of fun, though. So, okay, I mean, we're talking sports, and we're talking the top prize is $500,000, big motor vehicles. So what kind of danger? Is this a dangerous sport or not?
So, unfortunately, it definitely has a risk factor involved. But, you know, I've got the best roll cages that you can get. Whaley Welding Fab built my cages out of Missouri. Got all the neck restraints and helmets. And depending on the racing, sometimes we have to have, like, you know, breathing setups where we get fresh air. Just we do everything we can to make it as safe as possible. But, yes, there is definitely that risk factor. It's just there's just no way around it. And it's just kind of part, you know. Comes with the territory, I guess.
Is this a growing sport?
Yeah, so I've been doing this for a long time. Since like 2012, I've been kind of in the side-by-side racing scene. But yeah, it seems like really like 2020, you know, when everybody was kind of, you know, locked down and stuff, a lot of people went outdoors and started, you know, doing stuff and doing different things, and it really has exploded since then.
Well, that's good to see. You know, people can get out in the outdoors. It's a little muddy there, but that's a part of the game, I see. So, okay.
It's part of the fun, to be honest with you. I think it's one of those where it's like, you know, you don't necessarily want to do it. That's how I was at first. You're like, oh, I don't really want to go. But the second you do it, you're hanging out there. You're just not a care in the world. Everybody's having fun. And I don't know. It's kind of like all these girls acting like kids. You know, I had fun, man, like you used to.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's good to be dirty. I guess so in this case. You might win $500,000. It's all for a worthy cause, for sure. Well,
definitely a lot of money to win.
Well, finally, Bryce, okay, will there be any tweeting, live tweeting, Xing, or whatever it's called now, or Instagramming, live viewing with you guys for Tuesday night, or what?
That's actually, I didn't really think about going live, but I definitely should. I'm Whiskey Biz on all platforms. You can check me out. But I know that we're having a watch party right in my shop. It's going to be awesome. We're very excited to show what we do and what we've been doing for years to the masses.
And what is your Instagram handle?
It's Whiskey Biz.
Whiskey Biz. Okay. And that's on, you said, all platforms. Okay. Okay. Well, all right. I will tune in. I will see if you're going to have some live something. And
you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't plan the stream, but I think it might be cool to even live stream, you know, my kind of reaction. It'll be the first time I've seen it as well. So,
oh, you should. You absolutely should. Yeah. Get all muddy with everybody and such. We'll get muddy with you. Well, again, Bryce, as I said at the top of the chat here, Bryce Sparks, you have the perfect name for what you do. It's an exciting name, and you're in an exciting business here. So thank you so much for chatting with me.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. So we'll see you Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time, Discovery Channel, for the premiere of Mud Madness. That's what we'll do.
Sounds good.
Okay, take care then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.